Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Trump found liable of sexual abuse.
Hooray! That's how I felt.
The verdict is a disgrace.
George Santos faces charges.
Prosecutors have been looking at a range of financial crimes.
Prince Harry's phone hacking case.
This is unprecedented.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. A historic verdict in the civil lawsuit against former President Donald Trump. A federal jury in New York found him liable of defaming and sexually abusing writer E. Jean Carroll. He was not found liable of rape, but was ordered to pay her $5 million. Carroll was on CBS Mornings.
I don't think of this as being political. Donald Trump did it. All his saying no, no, no is not true.
In a video deposition shown at trial, Trump was shown an old photo that included himself, Carroll, and others, and he confused Carroll with ex-wife Marla Maples. He reacted to the verdict in a video message.
I have absolutely no idea who this woman is. The verdict is a disgrace, a continuation of the greatest witch hunt of all time. Absolutely a shame.
Trump is the front runner for the Republican presidential nomination. CBS's Robert Costa looks at how this case might affect the campaign.
Checking in with our top Republican sources, it's clear they do not see this moment as the beginning of the political collapse of former President Donald Trump, but it is the possibility of a slow erosion of support. They expect some candidates to start questioning Trump's electability, saying, can he really win over those suburban voters should he be the nominee in a general election next year?
New York Republican Congressman George Santos is now facing criminal charges. He's expected to turn himself in later today. Here's CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns.
After months of legal scrutiny over George Santos's finances, federal prosecutors filed charges against the congressman in the Eastern District of New York. Santos is at the center of several investigations. The FBI is probing his pet charity, and the Securities and Exchange Commission inquired about his work for Harbor City Capital, a financial firm that was running a Ponzi scheme. Santos was notably absent from House floor voting Tuesday night, and Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggested support for the freshman congressman is limited if he's found guilty.
If a person is indicted, they're not on committees, they have the right to vote, but they have to go to trial.
The Biden administration has just announced new border rules once Title 42 expires tomorrow. That's the pandemic rule that allowed for expulsions. Now enforcement of Title 8 will be strengthened. It calls for expulsion under certain conditions and makes others ineligible for asylum. Those who enter unlawfully and don't ask for protection from another country could be barred from re-entry for at least 5 years. CBS's Manuel Bojorquez reports this morning from El Paso.
Law enforcement and city officials have been clearing out street encampments where thousands of migrant men, women, and children have had to sleep for days. Border Patrol handed out flyers urging migrants to check in at border processing centers or face arrest and other penalties. Many, like 23-year-old Aidele González from Venezuela, heeded the warning and stood in line. She told us she was kidnapped by cartel members at the U.S.-Mexico border and held for 5 days. Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott sent nearly 600 more National Guard troops to to beef up the border. And in Arizona, Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs is sending millions of dollars to the southern border to support operations.
Overseas, court action in Great Britain involving Prince Harry and his privacy.
This is the first of Harry's three phone hacking cases against the British tabloids to go to trial. Media lawyer Mark Stevens.
Prince Harry wants closure. He wants to know what happened. He wants accountability. And actually, any amount of money is not important to him in getting that kind of psychological closure.
The Mirror has already paid out more than $125 million to settle past phone hacking accusations. In court papers, it acknowledges Harry likely was a victim, but argues he and his fellow plaintiffs have waited too long to bring their case. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
No big breakthroughs reported after President Biden met with congressional leaders on lifting the debt ceiling.
I'm Stephen Portnoy at the White House. President Biden says he won't rule out a short-term debt stopgap, but he also says he can't accept the House-passed bill that raises the debt ceiling while cutting spending and repealing his Inflation Reduction Act.
It's dead on arrival.
Mr. Biden, who is scheduled to travel to Japan for the G7 summit next week, says it's possible he might scrap that trip if a deal isn't reached as the deadline nears.
Authorities outside Dallas say the mall gunman had no prior criminal record but had neo-Nazi ideation and embraced white supremacy. Hank Sibley of the Texas Department of Public Safety.
The big question that we're dealing with right now is, what's his motive? Why did he do this? Well, the big question is, we don't know.
Tucker Carlson, ousted from Fox News last month, vows to relaunch his show on Twitter soon. He calls the platform one of the last that allows free speech. In Pakistan, former Prime Minister Imran Khan appeared in court today on corruption charges. A judge will decide if he should remain in custody. Some of his supporters were arrested during street demonstrations. A federal health panel now recommends mammograms for women every other year beginning at age 40 that had been recommended starting at 50. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
We've seen breast cancer rates increase among women under 50, especially over the past decade. Black women in particular are at higher risk for getting breast cancer at a younger age and for getting more aggressive breast cancers.
In an interview, Oscar-winning actor Robert De Niro revealed at age 79, he's a father again.
He spoke.
Little Jack, what did you just say?
For the star of Meet the Fockers, it's his seventh child. De Niro did not reveal the gender or identity of the mother. Reports link him to martial arts instructor Tiffany Chen. A long name for a top dog, Petit Basset Griffon Vendéen.
It's a first-time win for this rabbit-hunting breed.
Best in show tonight is the PBGB.
The Westminster Kennel Club on Fox Sports 1, held this year at the USTA Billie Jean King National Tennis Center. Buddy Holly is his name. The hairy gray and white pooch bested six other finalists to garner the most prestigious dog show award in the U.S.
All of those honors.
Matt Piper, CBS News, New York.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Can the latest technology enhance the fast food experience?
Pull up to a fast food drive-thru in the Midwest next month.
You want fries with that?
And it may not be a human taking your order. Wendy's is introducing a pilot program with Google Cloud in the Columbus, Ohio area that will use artificial intelligence. The company says it'll be able to ease conversations, understand customized orders, and provide quick responses to customers' frequently asked questions. And don't worry, humans aren't going away altogether.
Welcome to Wendy's.
Wendy says it'll allow employees to focus on making great food. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Top AI providers are coordinating with the Biden administration to let thousands of hackers take a shot at testing the limits of their technology. They want to know if chatbots can be manipulated to cause harm or reveal private information. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at Wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, The Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Catch every episode of 60 Minutes, America's most watched news magazine show, as a podcast. Hear in-depth investigations across politics, news, and entertainment on your schedule. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.